let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Great to have you with us on the program. For thousands of years, mankind has relied entirely on plants, herbs, and spices to treat illnesses, both minor and serious. On every continent stretching back centuries, native cultures turned to indigenous plants to develop healing remedies. Over 4,500 years ago, Chinese and Native Americans began to organize bodies of knowledge about the medicinal properties of herbs and spices. In our interview today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, we'll feature some of her favorite culinary herbs, why they are beneficial for the body, suggest ways to use them in food. She's been studying the healing benefits of spices and culinary herbs for over 30 years, and will impart her knowledge on the subject worldwide. Today, she's eager to enlighten us on how we can all discover the healing secrets of our spice racks. By the way, for more information on which spices to use with different foods, the healing power of culinary herbs and spices, refer to Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Great topic today. Looking forward to discussing this.
Hi, Rick, and what a spicy topic we have today.
It really is. A little spice added to the program today, and people are thinking, yeah, it's about time he did that. So we are here adding spice today. I mentioned sort of like 4,500 years, and I paused before I got there. That's a long time ago. For some of us, we think spices may be something fairly new, but the history of this really goes back decades.
You know, it does, really time-tested. And throughout history, the spices were always prized for their unparalleled depth of flavoring that they always lent to food. But they were also imbued with a metaphysical value, like the Egyptians used aromatic spices in the embalming process to ward off evil, while European Christians thought that exotic plants like cinnamon were scents of paradise. But perhaps most importantly, Rick, that the curative potential of spices was recognized from the earliest of times. The ancient Egyptian physicians used spices for medicinal purposes. Like in ancient Greece, we've talked about Hippocrates before, 2,400 years ago. He's the father of modern medicine. He wrote about the healing properties of like saffron, cinnamon, thyme, mint, margarine, and turmeric. And since all that ancient time, now in the present, science is affirming what all this historical fuss over spices is about. And studies show that spices are antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. They treat a host of diseases, both minor and serious, ranging from discomforts of colds and flu to arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. And you know that I learned from my grandmother as
yes.
a teenager to take care of my body from head to toe, inside out, only using natural remedies, including spices. And now, because of her wisdom, I've never taken medication in my life, and my entire pantry is filled with lots of spices and natural remedies that I use personally and in my private practice.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Her website is susansmithjones.com. All the information we're talking about is there. That's interesting because as we're speaking, we've got pharmaceutical companies all over the world mixing these toxic ingredients, trying to find different remedies for problems. And a lot of what you're talking about, and it's been documented recently, you can read, and spices are really doing miraculous things. Let's talk about some of the areas they're used, specifically weight loss. I've read that it can be a benefit as you're attempting to lose weight. Is that true?
Absolutely. And there's one spice that always comes up, and it's red hot cayenne. You know, this is called a thermogenic spice. And by the way, it's prized for not only its promise to cut a cancer risk, and it's an anti-inflammatory because of a compound in it called capsaicin. And you've heard that saying that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think that has a lot to do with this spice, because it will help you in the battle of the bulge, because it has this three-pronged approach. One, if you eat some cayenne, you know, like put some cayenne pepper on your food or any spicy supplement. And you can take it in capsule form, by the way. It fights off food cravings, and some experts believe that eating sharp, spicy foods like hot peppers can overwhelm the taste buds, cutting off cravings. Secondly, cayenne helps you eat less. You're going to love this. Researchers in the Netherlands gave men only a 0.9 gram, it's not a lot, of ground cayenne pepper, either in a pill or mixed in tomato juice. And then 30 minutes later, Rick, they turned these men loose at an all-you-can-eat buffet. And compared with the men who were given a placebo, the men who had the cayenne reduced their food intake by up to 16%.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
And thirdly, it requires energy to eat hot peppers. That's right. It burns calories to eat them, and that's because the heat you feel, you know, you get a little hot when you eat chili peppers, takes energy to produce. So I take cayenne capsules usually two times a day, and extra when I'm eating, like during the holidays, when I'm eating a little extra dessert and a little too much food, I'll take some extra cayenne capsules.
I was just going to say, before we go to these parties and the food is plentiful, this might be a good thing to do before you go, and that's exactly what you do. So you enjoy yourself, but you don't overdo it.
That's right, and having this before a big meal will help you eat less.
That's amazing. Information available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. I've heard it's been used for motion sickness, upset stomach, even getting better sleep. How does that work?
Well, the best thing for that, the very best thing is ginger. You know, ginger is one of the most widely used herbal remedies on the planet. It's used by billions of people. And this aromatic spice will help with digestion, boost circulation. It has a warming effect on the body, and it's a circulatory tonic. But it's also the go-to natural remedy for the prevention and treatment of anything related to nausea and vomiting. And the results of one study that involved 80 naval cadets, you know how they go up in the air and spin around?
No, yes, yes.
Yeah, it revealed that 1,000 milligrams in capsule form of ginger controlled symptoms of nausea, vomiting, vertigo, and cold sweats. And there's a compound in ginger called gingerol. And, Rick, it has a chemical structure somewhat similar to aspirin's, which is a proven clot-busting drug. And it's got such a long history of easing upset stomachs, nausea, boosting immunity. And every morning I take my fresh ginger, slice off 3 or 4 coins of the root, put it in the water, simmer it for 10 minutes. I drink this every morning. I've done this for decades.
All the information available at SusanSmithJones.com. If people are listening and want to get more information, a lot of information at the website. Where do they go specifically to look for what we're talking about today?
Yeah, well, go to my latest book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, that recently came out, because in that book I have a whole chapter all about spices, and then what you'll love, you'll want to photocopy this. I have a quick reference guide to spices and their health benefits. And I have 6 different categories, and then under each category, I list all the spices that work. You'll want to photocopy this, put this on your fridge. For example, strengthening the immune system and fighting infection. You have 12 spices under that. Soothing the misery of colds, flus, and allergy. Promoting good digestion and preventing airborne illness. Keeping the heart and circulatory system healthy. Holding cholesterol in check. You've got 6 herbs under that, easing cramps and PMS. So you've got this quick reference guide that you'll definitely want to make a copy of, post it somewhere in your kitchen, and then you'll know what spices to use.
You mentioned several things interesting. Lowering cholesterol, basically supporting heart health, all of us are looking for that. And better mental function, we're looking for what we can take to keep us sharp as we age. Believe me, we're looking for that. There are spices available for those?
Oh, my goodness. I wish we had 3 hours. So let me just quickly list some things, because you can read it all in detail in my book. For heart disease, at least 7 spices are superb. Turmeric, and I want to talk about that one before we finish today by itself.
Okay.
Turmeric, fenugreek, cloves, hot chili peppers, cinnamon, garlic, and ginger. They've all been shown to prevent platelets from clumping. In fact, in ginger, there's this gingerol compound, like I just said, that structure is somewhat similar to aspirin. In terms of mind and memory, you always want to go to rosemary and sage. It sounds like a song.
Yes, I was, you play the guitar in the background.
Yeah. Anyway, you may have heard that old saying that rosemary is for remembrance, and there's an element of truth to that, because rosemary is full of antioxidants that keep your memory as sharp as a tack. But it's very pungent. A little bit goes a long way, so I always start with a little bit in your food. Now, to be sage is to possess wisdom, and Rick, you would be deemed wise to incorporate this native Mediterranean spice in your diet, because great research shows that sage can enhance memory and guard against the development of Alzheimer's disease. And in fact, the Chinese sage contains compounds to those similar in the modern drugs that they use to treat Alzheimer's. So rosemary and sage are excellent for helping to keep your memory sharp, and both of them as a tea will help relieve gas and soothe an upset stomach and help you to be calmer and relax muscle cramps and spasms.
You're listening to This Week in America, time going by quickly, as it always does, with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Our website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to thisweekinamerica.us and you can link on directly. Let's talk about cold feet, cold hands, achy muscles and joints, maybe even trying to reduce inflammation. Any spices that we can use?
Yeah, cold hands and cold feet. Take a little bit of cayenne pepper, rub it into your favorite cream or moisturizer or lotion, and then rub it on achy joints. You know, or you can go buy something at the pharmacy, but it's cheaper to make it. Or put it on your feet and put a sock on, and it will keep, if you live where it's cold, it will keep your feet warm all day long. And turmeric, by the way, you know, I've just got back from the UK a while ago, and they say turmeric, so it doesn't matter if it's turmeric or turmeric. It's probably the king of spices. It's now been shown to be effective in over 586 diseases, and it shows great promise in cancer. It's an amazing antioxidant. In one study at UCLA, it decreased the brain tumor size in animals by 81% in more than 9 studies. The main ingredient, the curcumin, is able to block cancer growth. It's also been shown, this is turmeric, to bolster immunity, positively affect diabetes, help you lose weight, prevent breast cancer, act as a natural painkiller, detoxify the liver. You can take it in capsule, liquid extract, or powder form. I take a huge heaping teaspoon of it every morning in that ginger tea. I stir it and I drink it down.
Where is the best place to? I'm walking through the grocery store. I see these spices. You see them in pharmacies. You see them in standalone stores. Where's the best place to buy these, and is there a difference?
You know what? You can't always be sure that they're fresh, because most of the time these spices don't have expiration dates.
Exactly.
So when I buy my spices in bulk, I often go to one of my natural health food stores in Santa Monica, the co-op, and I buy 5 pounds of organic turmeric powder at once. But when I buy my little bottles of spices, I always go to penherb.com. because I know theirs to be fresh and much cheaper than you can get anywhere else, and they're delivered right to your door. So you might want to try PENN, herb, herb.com.
All the information available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. You talked, and I think you mentioned it before, the humble spice, as you call it, that's actually more effective than aspirin. For some people, they just can't take aspirin. Is this a viable alternative for them?
Yeah, and it's ginger. It really is a remarkable herb. Ginger I would never be without. It's a close cousin of the famed turmeric, And its own fame, Rick, dates back thousands of years to Asia and India. So that's a good amount of testing. And it's been effective to cure, I'm saying cure, the common cold and a cough. And even when you have severe symptoms, using this ginger tea, you can make yourself or get tea bags, will alleviate a sore throat, itchiness, coughing, even blocked nasal passages. And on a more serious note, the latest studies show that because of its many antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, ginger is wonderful as a treatment to help prevent cancer.
All of this information available at the website. Boy, a lot of information in the program today. Where, again, can the listeners go to get this information on the website, which is SusanSmithJones.com?
Yes, well, go to SusanSmithJones.com and click on my new book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. You'll see it over in the sidebar on the right. It's very inexpensive. And also note that you can get the free cookbook, Conscious Cuisine, right on the homepage. You click, it takes 10 seconds, and you'll get a download instantly with lots of recipes you can use for the holidays and year-round. And I tell you in this book, I've co-authored it with a chef, and I tell you what the different foods, superfood spices do for your body, and that is free on the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com. Click on the box that says Conscious Cuisine.
It's amazing information. It's actually life-saving information. It's available at the website SusanSmithJones.com. A lot of great information in the program today. Thank you, as always, for sharing that with us. Again, you can find all the information at SusanSmithJones.com. I'm going to take a minute here at the end of the program, and you touched on this. Some you can take in capsule form. Some you find that you're talking about can actually use in your food. How do you take your spices, or is it a combination of capsules and using in the food?
You know, if I want it in my system quickly, like the turmeric, I just take the powder form. Sometimes I use liquid extracts. And remember, there's a difference between fresh and dried spices, because the taste of fresh spices is unparalleled. But when you dry them, there's some advantages, because they often have a more unique flavor profile. Dried herbs also store year-round. Try to grow some of the spices in your windowsill, on your back porch, in your garden, so that you can have spices year-round.
Information available at SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, thank you again. Happy holidays. We'll be talking soon.
Yes, thank you. Have a terrific day.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.